Hey everybody, this is Trey Crooks, and you are now listening to Bad Advice. Whew, I know it's been like a minute, not really, it's just been like a couple days or whatever, since I posted my last one, so let's get through the shits. Whew. Okay, I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope things work out for you. I have a bunch of stories to tell you guys. Ooh. It's been a trying week last week, and this week too as well. I'm not off today. I was off yesterday, and I was off, what the fuck was yesterday? Wednesday? Tuesday. I was off Tuesday as well. Today I'm not off. I'm going into work around like 3 o'clock, so and I gotta tell you about this job, girl. Ugh, once again, I probably won't be doing, well, you know what? I'm not gonna say I won't be doing this job ever again, because that's actually helping me. If you don't know, I'm a caretaker now. No, I'm no CNA. Unless CNA stands for cute and attractive, I'll be that. But no, I'm not. It's just one of those like last minute jobs, but it's kind of a good last minute job because I'm worried about my health a lot more now. Like, you know, now I know a lot about taking care of yourself, and you know, I just don't want to be in a nursing home, y'all. And y'all got to change my diaper. That's it. I want to be capable of, you know, making other people in my family's life miserable besides random people. So let's get into my favorite segment. I'm not one to gossip. The first thing, Monica, girl, Monica. If you guys don't know who Monica is, she's an R&B singer from ATL, Real Hood. Monica knows everybody. She sings the song So Gone, Why I Love You So Much. What's the other one? Love All Over Me? Oh yeah, I love that song. And Before You Walk Out of My Life. And she has many more classics and hits and stuff. But girl, be careful because you almost got lit up by the beehive. She, was, I guess, going through, Russell Wilson, if you also know who he is. He's a football player, and he's Ciara's husband. Posted a picture of, you know, baby Future, and, you know, he was in his little cute little outfit. He looked like he was, what was that? Remember when Lady Gaga had, when she did her Daisy Dukes and, like, cut off black t-shirt, American Eagle t-shirt or whatever style thing she was doing? That's what he kind of looked like. It was little sunglasses. He was cute. Don't get me wrong. He was very cute. But, one of the comments underneath the pictures that was posted was from some dude or whatever. It says, time for a cut. If you can cornrow, you can put a clipper to the temple. Starting to look like Blue Ivy. And Monica liked it. Liked the comment. So it obviously it popped up and social media went crazy. And the beehive just attacked Monica for playing their queen, their princess like that. I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna say a couple of things. One, why every time a little boy like grows his hair out, it's like a feminine trait or something like that. Let the little boy grow his hair out. Like, nobody always wants a clean Caesar girl. Nobody wants no deep fucking waves all the time. Let him grow his hair out. It doesn't look bad. It looks really cute. So she backed it up with an apology. Well, not really much of an apology. It was more of her explaining herself, I guess. Well, I'm just going to read what she says. I would never, ever talk about anyone's children. I scroll and I read comments like anyone else. The difference is I know and I love these people. Shade. It seems I accidentally liked a comment as I was scrolling, as which has happened to many. In parentheses, I would never, I repeat, never speak, text, type, or intentionally acknowledge something cruel about a child. Saved yourself, girl. You saved yourself. I still think the beehive is coming after her and, you know, saying all kinds of nonsense. You know how the beehive gets. They hit with a low blow and, like, start kidnapping children and shit. But I get it. You know, sometimes I do hit... I actually like some, not really. I've never actually liked anything. That was kind of, she was kind of fat fingering, I guess. I don't know. I can't say any too much about it. At least she said something about it or whatever. But girl, I wouldn't put it past Monica. She seemed that type of bitch. Caitlyn Jenner is trying to run for office. Next. Speaking of fake bitches, Madame Tussauds made another wax figure of Beyonce. Maybe they just need to like kind of quit making wax figures of these celebrities. Because this one, if you guys have not seen it, please look it up. She doesn't look like Beyonce. She looked like, if you get Nicole Cordova from Girlishes, like, she looked like Lindsay Lohan with a little bit of a tan. I don't know. Like, she looks like a white girl. So, I'm just assuming later on in, you know, the distant future, when they make Beyonce's biopic, it's going to be very whitewashed. And Beyonce's going to end up being some white woman that, you know, America loved. So, be prepared for that, y'all. Ooh. Y'all need to stop throwing Beyonce CDs at Carrie Hilson, y'all. Let's change the subject, like Sammy Sosa changed his skin colors. Speaking of skin colors, you see what I did there, y'all? You see what I did there? Tyler, the Creator, says he only dates white guys. Tyler, Creator actually came out not too long ago. I believe it was like last week or something, like in a song or whatever. And they interviewed him, and one of the guys was just asking, like, you know, how are the girls in, like, Ireland or whatever? And it's funny, I got a similar story to this. Like, how are the girls in Ireland or whatever he was talking about or whatever? And he just kind of looked away. He was like, yes, they're okay or whatever. And his friends were answering for him. He goes, oh, are you not into girls like that or into that kind of girl or whatever? And he goes, no, I'm gay. He goes, oh. And then the guy who's interviewing him is white, and I guess his friend is like Hispanic. I don't know. They're both not black. So he asked him, oh, I bet you only date black guys. And how about we just take a listen?
What's your name?
Fabio.
What's your name?
William. Fabio Williams.
Fabio William. That is crazy. Don't match.
How are Norwegian girls?
Yeah, they all got this look. Yeah, but I'm in a dude, so.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah.
Black dudes only?
I don't even like black dudes at all. I'm in the white guys.
Interesting, isn't it? Let's hear from a good friend of mine. You guys remember her from the first podcast I did? Jay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How have you been?
I've been great. We were just talking about Tyler, the Creator, and how he says he only dates white guys.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I understand, like, preference. Like, preference makes sense. But when a lot of your art has been supported by black people, I'm not saying he hasn't been supported by, like, quirky white kids, because he has. But it's just, like, white gays, what I've noticed from white gays is they're very no fats, no femmes, no chinks, no nigs, no this, no that, no first. White gays stick to white gays. If you're a white twink gay and you're only interested in bears, you are only going to mess with white bears. That's all that matters to you. So that's why I always kind of compare white gays, white feminists, and black men to each other, because they all collectively, in a way, hate themselves, but they hate outsiders even more. And Tyler, of all people, especially the fact that he is an outsider, should understand. I'm not saying he has to go marry and be with the biggest, blackest, most mandingo-ass gay man in the history of creation, but at the same time, sitting there saying, oh, I only date white boys because of X, Y, and Z, you sound like a self-hating asshat. Like, whatever issues that you have underlying with yourself, you really need to, you know, talk through that. And it might be because of how black people treated Frank Ocean when he came out that sort of made Tyler not want to come out and make him hate black people or not be attracted to black men. But at the same time, not every black man is like that. Black gay men are some of the most accepting people I've ever met in my life.
Very shady. But yeah, definitely. I see what you're talking about. It's crazy because Tyler, the Creator, he I don't really know too much about him. I know he had a show on Adult Swim. I just knew he was a black guy that just did a lot of like corny shit that I don't really care for. But like at the same time, I just think it needs to be more like media training on that. Like you shouldn't just. I understand like it's a preference. I get it. You know, I don't like, you know, short men, but I would never say that. I guess. So it can be misconstrued to any, like, I would never date a short man. No, I would. I would date a short guy. It's just, it's not my preference, but, you know, I'm open to it. Maybe he should have said something like that. He goes, you know, I don't really date many black guys, but, you know, I'm open to it. This, that, and a third. It's just, even if he's not open to it, it's just how you perceive it. And he's a mess. That was a hot mess. A lot of people are just really upset with that.
Yeah, because it was tacky and it was tasteless. It's just like, okay, nobody did anything to you for you to say that and for you to come way out of left field with that.
But this is an ongoing process. This is an ongoing thing for, like, black gay celebrities who are, like, well, yeah, black gay celebrities who make it quick famous or, you know, who this and the third, and they end up dating some random white guys. I've noticed it a lot. Frank Ocean, that's like you said, Frank Ocean, he dated a white guy, or he's dating a white guy right now. RuPaul Charles is actually dating a man who is not black as well. I'm not saying you should, like, if you're black, you should date a black guy at all. But, you know, we don't see that representation at all in the media. Like, I don't see two black guys together and being like, oh, we together, we're happy, blah, blah, blah. Every time I see two black gay guys together, they're on Love and Hip Hop fighting and throwing drinks on each other.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really fucked up. And it's the same thing with, like, black men who date, like, dark-skinned women.
Mm-hmm.
They go from, like Kevin Hart is a prime example. Like, he was broke, didn't have much. His first wife was a dark-skinned woman. And as soon as he was able to, you know, make it and get on, he started cheating on her with somebody who's racially ambiguous. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with, you know, dating outside your race. You love who you love. But at the same time, it's so convenient for black men to sort of shit on the same people who helped you when you didn't have anything.
Yes.
And you're right. Like, it's really, really hard to see, especially publicly, like, black gays that are in relationships with other black men. Like, I don't see it at all.
None whatsoever.
And that's really sad.
It sucks. And I do get what you're saying. It happens every time. Every time, like, you know, a black celebrity gets on and, you know, he has his wife back at home or whatever. She's dark skinned, beautiful, this and the third. He leaves her for the light skinned girl who is like 110 pounds and with type 2 hair, curly. It's just a mess. Like, it's a fucking mess. And I don't know. I'm not afraid to become. Like, if something happens, like my podcast blow up or, you know, something, like one of my videos go viral or, you know, I end up getting a great job, acting job or something like that, I want to keep that in the back of my mind that don't be ashamed of who I am and what I like and how I like it. Like, I love dark-skinned guys. Don't get me wrong. Oh, I love dark-skinned guys. I used to only date light-skinned guys when I was a lot younger. When I didn't really know better. And it was a lot of self-hate I had going off myself. So, now, thinking about it now, like, I date a lot of dark-skinned guys now. And it's not, like, a preference. Like, if you light-skinned, hey. But the same hey yeah. with dark-skinned. And same hey with, you know, men outside my race as well. I want to be up there so I can, like, give it a good example. But watch everything backfires and, like, this man becomes light-skinned like Sammy Sosa, girl. I don't know. Like,
oh, my God. He's not light-skinned. He's pink. He's bubblegum pink.
That is strawberry.
Like, he went from Sammy Sosa to Daryl Strawberry. Like, he is. He just switched his whole flavor up, and I'm disgusted by it.
I hate that shit. I'm not a big fan of people bleaching their skin. I you know, whatever. If that's how you want to live, that's how you want to live.
That shit is carcinogenic. It's literally the same chemicals that are used in skin bleach Do you remember, like, going back in the days where you had to, like, go develop photos?
Yeah.
And they'd be in that dark room, and, like, the stuff in that liquid is the same stuff used in skin bleach.
Say that part again. Say that. You, like, broke up.
Okay, so the product that's used to, that was used to be used to develop film is the same liquid that's used in skin bleach. It's called hydroquinone.
Ugh.
And you're not allowed to have more than, I think, 2% in a skin bleaching product. But in a lot of other countries, at least my country, Jamaica, is on that list of countries where you can buy sort of black market skin bleach and has high concentrations of this stuff. And it literally burns the pigment off your skin. It can cause cancer. It can cause skin slippage. A lot of people, instead of becoming lighter, their skin becomes blue.
Oh, no.
Sammy Sosa has, like, hints of blue in his skin. It is disgusting.
Ugh, that's ridiculous.
I mean, if you ain't light, it's all right. Shit, I love you.
If you ain't light, it's all right. That is the quote of the day.
Like, granted, my boyfriend is kind of on the beige side.
He is. He's khaki colored. A little waffle boy.
He's khaki. But, you know, he tans nicely, so I can accept it. He's not, like, you know, football beige.
Right. He cute, though.
Which is the whole color in itself. But, yeah, I don't... This whole, like, I'd rather date lighter or close to white people... It has a lot to do with self-hatred in not just the black community, but also in other, you know, colored communities. It's like that with Asian people. It's like that with Hispanic people. And it's really sad because it's just like we hate ourselves and we're so beautiful and we're so great. And they want to do so much shit to be like us, but we hate us. And we don't love us enough to have relationships with us.
Right.
And there's no, I'm never going to say that, oh, hey, interracial dating is wrong and black should be with black and white should be with white. I'm not going to say that because a lot of people I know are happily in love with people outside of their race. Granted, y'all are not going to share the same experiences and they won't understand certain things. But if you are in love, then by all means be in love.
And
but
patient you can't enough literally... for that.
Exactly. Like, you have to... Because I feel like for me, as militant as I am, I would have to, if I had a white partner, I would have to train them on what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. I'm going to have to teach you about seasoning and rhythm. That's a lot of effort that I'm not willing to
do. You said seasoning and rhythm, girl. I'm so done.
Exactly. I'm going to have to teach you not to kiss a dog in the mouth, how to brush your teeth when you first wake up, not after you eat because you're not kissing me. Good morning, bro.
Oh,
there are a lot of Caucasian tendencies that I can't personally fuck with. Oh. And, you know, to each his own, whatever.
Right.
But there's a certain commonality that dating within your race that you both experience.
Right.
And I feel like for him, as a black gay man, you and a white gay guy can only relate on the fact that you're both gay. He's more likely to be accepted than you are. He's more likely to get jobs and get opportunities than you are. Because at the end of the day, his only sort of downside, his only struggle is being gay.
Right.
He doesn't have to deal with homophobia and racism. He just deals with the homophobia.
He'll find out. And if he doesn't already know, he will know pretty soon when shit the fans. I just, you know, hope the best for both of them, you know, whoever he dates, him and, you know, Pablo or Ricky or
Billy
whoever.
Or Alex, whoever, you know, congrats, mazel tov.
Mazel
but at
tov.
The same time, you can't expect them to sympathize with everything or understand everything. And I feel like he's going to be the type of dude that gives his white boyfriend permission to say the N-word.
The perfect one. He is the perfect example of... what I cannot stand. Do not give white people the power to say nigga,
ever.
Nothing. No forms of it.
Ever. Like, that shit makes my skin crawl. How dare you put your non-existent lips together to say this word to me? Like, oh, well, it's in the song. I don't give a fuck if it's in the song. Did you write the song?
No.
Are you a part of the song?
No.
And I feel like he's going to be the type that's just like, yeah. But let me say faggot, so I let him say nigger. No. No.
That's a
both
shame.
Both of those should not be used.
Right.
Period.
Well, thank you, Jay, for calling. Well, I called you. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. It's all good. So just call in whenever you need me.
Of course. Of course. And I'll probably call you probably later on in the week so we can talk about something special.
Okay. Sure.
All right. Awesome.
Bye, love.
Love you. Bye. You thought you heard the last of Black China? No. Wrong. Black China's mother, Tokyo Tony, don't know where these names come from. I really don't know. Tokyo Tony posted a video after, I guess, Caitlyn Jenner was on TV talking about the situation with Rob and China. And, you know, apparently, you know, Caitlyn was talking, she was talking about how she doesn't know China, you know, acting like, you know, good media training, like, oh, I don't know who that is, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kind of downing his son, that was kind of fucked up or whatever. But at the same time, like, that's not what she was here to talk about. Tokyo Tony posted a video right after, and let's take a listen.
Nigga, Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Brucey, yeah, big balls, little dick, him. Look at the motherfucking weedy shorts. This motherfucking nigga, because he's a man, dressing and pretending to be a woman, using vocal cords like, yeah, I really like, bitch, get it together. All that money you got, get a vocal coach. Coach. Now don't finish your motherfucking ass. How the fuck your stinking ass, nigga? Cause you got a dick, nigga. You was born a man, nigga. You gonna down your fucking son on here and say he's stupid instead of saying something encouraging? And you gonna lie and say you don't know Black China? Nigga, you was walking around switching in the park with me there, you fucking faggot. Call me, bitch. I got some words for your ass.
Tokyo Tony was dressed in the finest of trash. She had a red bandana. I think she's maybe a blood now. I don't know. Teeth were still jaggedy. Eyelashes were falling off. It looked like it was clustered on. Maybe she had like two or three pairs. I don't know if the drag look she was going for. A little bump on her lip. She looked like a brow stain. She didn't even brush her teeth. Whew, this girl. The piercing looked infected. Her hair... Let me tell you about this wig this girl got on. It was just, there were so many things I could say about this wig. I just wish it was brushed. I just wish it was cut, maybe pulled off the head, and maybe a good shimmy, shake and go kind of wig or whatever. It was raggedy. But y'all heard it. She's mad. And I just don't understand why revert to, like, Bruce Jenner was Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is a whole different person. If you guys don't know, Bruce Jenner transitioned into Caitlyn Jenner. So calling Caitlyn Jenner a he is highly offensive. Talking about Caitlyn like that, you know, saying that she's a man and this and that third, it's ignorant. It's very ignorant. And obviously Tokyo Tony does not understand anything about life. The word is vocal coach. Now she's a mess. She called him a faggot a couple of times, and we will talk about that word once again later on. I honestly have no words about it. Like, girl, this has nothing to do with you. Why are you talking about anything? All he said was he doesn't know Black China. I'd rather for somebody to say they don't know me than like talk shit about me. So keep together, young lady. And remember, cunts don't get cupcakes, girl. The last but not least story is kind of a downer. Maybe I should have started with this one first or whatever. An Australian woman killed by the police in Minneapolis. Justine DeMond, I believe, called the police just before midnight Saturday to report a possible assault in the alley behind her home. Two officers responded in a squad car. Justine went to the driver's door in her pajamas when she saw the police pulled up, and the officer in the passenger seat fired and shot her. That is very sad. Like, that sucks. But one thing I don't understand, like, why did she go down there after calling it in? Like, why did you go down there to talk to the police officer? Like, girl, stay your ass inside the house. Like, I'm not being insensitive about it, but this is a common thing that I see a lot of different colored people than I am, let's just say that, do all the time and get themselves into so much trouble. Like, let the, I guess, police do their job. Sounds familiar? Both officers were not wearing their body cam, and that is a big no-no, obviously. They started wearing the body cams after the Philando Castillo murder, I'm just going to say. And now it's mandatory for them to wear, but for some reason it wasn't on at the time, and the man said he was startled and scared and didn't know who it was, so he shot her. The officer's name is Muhammad Noor. A man of color, and Justine, she's a white lady, a white woman. And people are outraged. A lot of white people are outraged. And Fox News is pulling fucking stunts, like making this big tribute page for her and all that stuff. And it's just, I'm not being insensitive to the thing, because, like, to the topic at all, like, this woman's life has been taken away for, like, nothing, pretty much. And I feel bad for that. But at the same time, I can't just feel bad when you want me to feel bad. Like, nobody felt bad what happened to Philando Castile. Like, nobody felt bad for Trayvon Martin. Nobody felt bad. Like, all these other black or men of color who were shot by the police and the police got off. Nobody felt bad for that. But now y'all want us to feel bad for y'all's precious white women, of course. No offense. But, like, it just threw me through, like, a what the fuck? Like, now the world want to stop because of this? And obviously they stop him because the man is a minority as well, too. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to, like, get kicked off the force and all that stuff. Sources said that, you know, he's going to be held in trial, and I can't wait for the trial. And I'm in my head, like, he better get the same thing that they gave the cop that killed Philando Castile. Like, getting paid for your time off, for your suspension. I understand you have a family and all that stuff, but this is, I guess, the facts. If you kill a black man, you get paid for it. I just know they're going to throw the whole fucking book at this man, especially him being a minority. Oh, my God. Somebody's going to probably, they're going to probably lynch him. Like a public lynching. I know. I wouldn't put past any of these people. But, oh, my God. Like, I just couldn't imagine being there. I couldn't imagine, like, the situation. Like, we warned y'all about this. We kept saying it. We was fighting about police brutality. That's it. Police brutality. That's what Black Lives Matter is. About police brutality on black people. Black Lives Matter. Y'all act like our lives doesn't matter at all. Y'all can kill us and be like, okay, well, we're going to move on with our career. And this, that, and third. No, you need punishment for the things that you did. Even if it was an accident. There's consequences. I'm not going to get into it because it's making me mad thinking about it again. And I just hope the family is, you know, doing well and, you know, trying to get as much as they can for their peace. And I don't know. I just know that this man is probably going to get, like, destroyed by America. More information will be coming. And that is our gossip segment on a low note. I'm gonna switch it up. Let's do the bad advice right now. Pulling hair during sex is old. Take her wig off and put it on your head. I'm just kidding. So, okay. So let's talk about deal breakers. Like, in relationships, what are some of your deal breakers? Some people's deal breakers are like, you know, he can't be shorter than me and this out there. Those are kind of shallow, but those are still deal breakers. Don't get me wrong. Like, what can you not, like, what things can you not live with from a person? Like, if you're dating somebody and they say, nigga every 4 seconds, you just like, ugh, that's a fucking deal breaker. Like, what are your deal breakers? You want to hear mine? I just have seven deal breakers. No, it's a lot more, but I can have seven. I have seven deal breakers that that stand out to me a lot. And I try not to be shallow with most of my deal breakers. One is take an account for yourself. If you can't blame yourself, how the hell can you blame someone else? Can I get an amen? Thank you, RuPaul. I hate men who just can't take accountability for themselves. Like, if you fucked up, say you fucked up and apologize or do what you can do or whatever to fix the situation. Don't blame it on me about anything. I hate that. Like, if you burnt, like, something little, like, if you burnt the biscuits, girl, like, you're like, well, you distracted me, so that's why the biscuits are burnt. No, nigga, you just can't fucking cook. How about that? Number two, men who use the word fag and thinks it's a difference between being homosexual and being a fag. There's no difference. None whatsoever. I told you I'd get back to that word. There's no fucking difference between being a homosexual and a fag, because when you get your straight fucking friends angry and mad, and they know about your, like, you being gay or whatever, or bisexual, or whatever of the 20 fucking letters in LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ and the rest of them again, they're gonna call you a fag. They're gonna be like, you know what, you fucking faggot. Anything you do, like, you can be the most straight acting man in the fucking world, but your homeboy thinks, knows that you're gay, and you beat him in Call of Duty, he's gonna call you a fucking fag. And you just like the rest of the fags, you were just calling a fag. So there's no fucking difference. Stop saying the word fag, faggot, and other forms of it, please. It makes everybody look so fucking ridiculous and ignorant. So stop it, men. Stop it. Three. Men who don't respect dark skin. I have a story, of course. My whole elementary, middle school, and high school, I was always told I was cute for being dark skinned. Well, honestly, when I got to middle school, after like eighth grade or whatever, this girl was like, you're like the shade I would date, but anything darker, no. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, even though I didn't know anything about it. That's why I was telling you guys I had a lot of issues with, you know, myself and dark skin. I was like, that sucks. Nobody really wants to be with me, or nobody wants to tolerate me. We're my dark skin. Nobody wants anybody who's dark skin. Blah, blah, blah. It was a lot of self-hate I had because of the way I grew up. And if you guys didn't know, I'm an army brat. And we moved every fucking 3 years. And obviously, we went to a lot of white schools. Well, no, it was at the beginning, it was a lot of white schools. And then it became diverse when I got a little older into, like, high school and stuff. But it was still, you know, a lot of dark skin hate. So if you hate dark skin men, and you have no, like, reason to, like, there's, like, no good way, like, good reason. Like, you know, the reason why I hate all dark-skinned men, because it has to be a really good one, is because every dark-skinned man murdered people in my family or something stupid like that. Like, it hurts inside thinking about it. Like, why the fuck are you so fucking rude? And I'm talking about not just dark-skinned men. I'm talking about dark-skinned women, too, as well, who get shitted on. Like, if you don't like dark-skinned people, that's a deal-breaker. That's a deal-breaker. I'm not saying you don't like them as in, like, you have to like every dark-skinned person. But, like, girl, don't make no fucking excuses. Let's just say that. Whatever. If you hate trans, number four is, if you hate trans, what are your reasons? That's all I can say. What are your reasons why you hate trans? And if it's something stupid, it's dumb. Like, oh, they don't know what they want to be. Obviously, they do. They're trans. They're transitioning. They know what they want to. They know who they are. And they're trying to make their inside feel like they're outside. So anybody who's like, oh, well, I don't feel comfortable next to somebody who's trans. Why? Because they don't want you. They have taste, they have style, they have, you know, preferences as well. And because they're trans, it doesn't... I saw somebody post earlier on my timeline. I had to delete him and block him. He was like, if you're in the middle of transitioning, don't talk to me because I don't want us both looking fucking stupid. Like, what? Girl, you're the only one who looks dumb. It's just a lot of closed-minded fucking people. 5, black men who shit on black females. That kind of goes into number 3. It's a lot in the gay community, too, as well. We were just talking about with Jay. It's just weird when I see, like, black men. We had just talked about it. When I see black men, like, they get up into, like, the ranks of different tax brackets and, you know, becoming famous and this and the third, and they switch it up, like Kanye says, leave your ass for a white girl or whatever. And that's, I guess, I'm not saying that's fine or anything, but that's you. That's your preference or whatever. But don't shit on dark-skinned women. You just don't shit on the women that you were just dating not too long ago. There was no reason for that. Like, you can, like, go ahead and date somebody else, and they can be happen to be light-skinned because you're in love. Because nobody, you can't pick who you're in love with or whatever. Or you can't pick, yeah, you can't pick who you're in love with. I get it. But going back afterwards and shitting on dark-skinned women because your self-hate, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, I just hope you have the same enthusiasm when your fucking mother dies, because I will. Number 5. Oh, I just said number 5. Number 6. Liars. Like, if you lie about the simplest thing, you're capable of lying about something, like, much more. So, little white lies, I get, like, you know, this is your birthday, you know, we're not going to do anything for your birthday, and it's a big surprise. Okay, that's fine. But I'm talking about, like, what if we go out and, what's a good dumbass lie that people lie about all the fucking time? Because I've been lied to so many times, I got to pick a really good one. I had a guy lie to me, said his mother was dead. And I'm like, oh, well, that's sad, you know? It was a really sad moment. And we both was like, well, he was crying about it. I was sitting here trying to comfort him. I'm not really too good with people crying in front of me. But I was trying to comfort him or whatever. And come to find out, his mother calls me and was like, well, called his phone and I answered. And she's alive. He just doesn't like her. And I'm like, nigga, why would you lie about something like that? And he kept that lie up for a while now. Like, for a while. I'm just like, ugh. That's a story that I have to tell y'all later on, because that shit was too much. I had to get rid of him so quick. 7. Don't try to play me in front of your friends. Don't catch these hands. Just be my man. Don't catch these hands. Just be my man. Like, I hate when you're out with your boo, you're dating, you guys are this and that there, and you introduce him in front of your, like, you introduce, like, he introduced you with his friends or whatever, and you guys are talking, and, like, he tries to play you, like you nobody. He's like, oh, well, you know, he's just one of millions, or he's just blah, 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 or, you know, just saying some disrespectful shit in front of his friends, because he thinks he can do that, and you're gonna have to correct him right then and there. And tell all, like, because I'm one of those people that if you try me in front of your friends, I'm going to read you and your fucking friends who didn't defend me. So, even though they don't have to. But I'm going to read you and anybody else who want to jump in, I'm going to read you. And I'm going to leave. It's just, like, I'm not going to take you to my friend's place or whatever and be like, oh, that nigga ain't shit. And you're right there next to me. I'm waiting to talk about you behind your back like everybody else do. God. Those are just, like, 7 deal breakers. I can, like, guess, like, come up with a couple of more or whatever deal breakers for me. Like, you don't like pugs. I don't like you. Pugs are so cute. And if you don't like pugs, there's no reason for us to be together. That's shallow and stupid. But these are just deal breakers. Like, what are some of your deal breakers? Email me at badadvice1821@gmail.com. And I would, you know, definitely shout you out. So, messy moments. Obviously, you guys know I have a job being a caretaker, and, you know, it's not too bad. I was, when one day I was called colored by a lady, what was the other, boy, and something else. I was just like, okay. Oh, well, no, this one lady, she's so sweet, but, like, she's like, oh, my parents would have a tizzy. I was dying when she said tizzy. My parents would have a tizzy if they know a black man is taking care of me. I was like, oh, okay. She goes, thank you. I was like, oh, okay. And, like, most of these patients have, like, dementia. So, it's not them, from what we're told. It's not them as the disease. And, you know, sometimes they revert back to, you know, old times and, you know, how were they raised and all that stuff. And these people are old. So, we still have that generation that is, you know, that was racist back in the day. So, I don't put it past any of them niggas. I mean, white people that I take care of or whatever. But the job that I have is just temporarily. It's just something to put money in my pocket, even though I haven't got paid yet, but whatever. Just put money in my pocket so I can go up to L.A. and just live the trap life that I was destined to live. From what I do, I wish it was like you go to the nursing home and you just sit there and talk to these old people, but no, it's not. I have to wake them up, feed them, wipe their butts, and there's like 7 of them. But I only do it to, like, 4 of them. So, 4? Yeah, 4 of them. So, it's just, no, technically 5. I gotta, you know, change their diapers, and it's just, I've seen a lot of shit, literally. I've seen a lot of shit. It's a mess. That whole, like, I'm not gonna count this job out later on when I, you know, when things happen for me and I move, and if I want to, like, do it again, at least I have that experience. But, girl, this is probably one of the last things I will try to do again. But unless it's, like, somebody, like, my family member or something like that. Hell, I'd rather change a baby. What else is happening in my life? I've been having this reoccurring dream for the past week right now, and I'm gonna explain as much as I can or whatever. But it's weird because I can go back to the dream and, like, change up a couple of things. And let's just start from the beginning. We're captured in, like, some vampire colony or something like that, and, like, each colony has, like, one head vampire and shit or whatever, and, like, the rest of them are, like, servants and stuff like that. And, like, the regular people like me, they're cut in 2 groups. There's 12 people for the servants. And there's, like, you know, the rest are, like, the field workers who work during the daytime and all this other stuff or whatever. Well, no, they work during the night, I guess. I don't know. I'm just, it's a part of the dream. Let's just say that. And I'm a servant. And the servants do is, we're cute. We get invited to the ball. We're just pretty much eye candy and, like, candy. Because they take sips out of us and whatever, and we're there for their entertainment at times. And I'm one of the servants, and some reason I fall in love with one of the workers that our prison is, like, right next to each other. So it's like these bars that are separated, making us separate from each other. And, like, we lay next to each other on, like, the little cot we push together or whatever, and we're just in love. I don't know who this man is. I can't find out his face. We are in love for some reason. And one of these days, like, at one of the vampire balls, like, the head vampire, her brother came down and, I guess, fell in love with me. Obviously, it's easy to. Fell in love with me and was trying to, like, you know, transfer me into his colony. And I had, like, a couple of days to find a good, like, it was a couple of days for the transfer. So I told my boo, and he was so upset or whatever. So we made a plan, and somehow we escaped. Me and him escaped or whatever. I don't remember how we escaped, but we escaped with a group of people, and they sent out the hunters. The hunters are, like, the Jeepers Creepers of, like, the vampires that look like crazy people. The regular vampires look like regular people, but, like, very beautiful. And, like, the hunters are, like, their demon form. So they're flying around looking for us or whatever because we're escaping. And he was like, okay, I'm going to go and distract them, and y'all go ahead for, like, the base where the regular people, like the humans like us, live or whatever, so it can be safe. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, okay, cool, I'm sure. He goes out and runs out, you know, he's running, and the hunters grab him, and I'm crying, and I make it to the base because I'm like, my man's gone. Second dream I had, we're doing the same thing, but I was like, no, you're not doing that, you're not running and distracting them. So we get into, like, we're, like, in a boat trying to float down a river together, and, like, out of nowhere, this damn Oh shit, that scared me. Out of nowhere, this damn hunter came and like drowned him. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I wake up and had this dream all over again. So we made it back, like we're driving to the base and we make it on base. And some reason we're at a hotel and I'm walking up to like the building and he gets shot. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is he dying every time? Fourth dream I had, we make it past, we're in the car. We're not in the boat anymore. We've somehow got a red minivan and it's just me and him now. So we're driving and he's like excited. And the hunters are like tailing us behind us, like tailing us. And he's looking at me because we got this. And like looking at me while he's driving and ends up wrecking the car into like another car in front of us before we got on base, pulls out, and like somehow we got on base or whatever, got to the same hotel. We both make it up to the room together, and we have this room. And for some reason, people from my old school were in there, like my old high school, were just in there talking to me, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And so we get a knock at the door, and the man who the car we hit was there. I don't know how he found our room, but he was there. He goes, hey, I need you to pay for these damages. And my boyfriend was like, I said my boyfriend, my dream man was like, okay, he goes, babe, I'll be down. I'm going downstairs or whatever. I'm going to pay for these damages. I'm like, okay, cool. And as soon as I said, okay, cool, he left. I was like, shit, he's going to die. So I'm running downstairs. I'm on an escalator. I'm running downstairs trying to find him. And I see him outside and he's waving goodbye at the guy. And I'm like, what happened? He goes, I just paid for the damages and he's gone, blah, blah, blah. Are you hungry? And you know, those are loving words that I love to hear. Of course I'm hungry, bae. And he was like, let's go get some eat. So it was a bunch of us, for some reason, walking to like Burger King. And I don't understand this part. I don't know why it was even there. But we're walking past the drive-thru and he was like, oh, there's Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben, you know, the rice. He goes, there's Uncle Ben's wife. McVodka. And when he said that, he looked at me and laughed, and I woke up. And for some reason, I can't go back to that dream again. Did I finish it? Was it mission complete? I don't know. It was a weird ass dream. That concludes messy moments, y'all. If y'all know anything about dreams, please email me because that was weird. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys listen to the next one and the next one and the next one. Hey, Allison. And so email me at badadvice1821@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Cocaine Crooks. Snapchat, I won't give you that again. Facebook, Trey Crooks. And I'll talk to you guys later.